Okay, we're starting now. Simon Ayin Dalid Shel Varech Kishevarav Roim Es Ha'erva. So before beginning the actual Simon, we should start with the Bir Halacha. He basically copies from the Prima Gadim, very important introduction to both this Simon and to this following Simon Ayin Hey. So he says, Da ki hadin iser erva hamavur b'simon zeh v'simon ayin hey nechalak l'chamisha chalakim. So there are five different types of erva he's going to discuss. Kasher yizbor be'ez Hashem, yizborach aleph. Eino roa ervaso. So when a person literally sees his own erva, his own genitalia, beiz, that's an iser d'oraisa, to say shema or any davar shepekedusha. Beiz, libo roa ervaso. Kigon shehu holich b'chalak b'li michnasayim l'vi ezor. Oh, kigon shehaye mushkav arum tachas michse v'hotzi rosha l'chutz v'libo im ha'erva tachas ha'michse. So like, you're lying underneath a cover, so your heart sees the your erva, but you're sitting with some sort of cloak without underpants. That would be a second category. Gimel is Gile erva, so when the erva is revealed, kigon shaholich beveso on, walking around without any clothes on. Oh, af shehotzi rosho chutz lebayis, even he sticks his head out of the house. Gam liba mechusak bebeged, in his heart is covered with a shirt, the cloth. Leika kan mishum eno livo ro esa erva. Im koze kan iser mishum gile erva. So not recite it while your erva is revealed. That's the third one. Dalad. Eino roa ervas chavero, when he sees someone else's ervas exposed in front of him. Ve'ein chilik ben ervas Yisrael, akum afilu koton ben teisha v'ketana bas shalosh. So it doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter the age, but it starts at the boy at 9 and a girl of 3. Pshitid me'isha, bein eishes ish, bein penuas. So certainly both would apply whether a married or a not yet married woman. Hey, the fifth one. Libo roa ervas chavero. Vehine be'enav roa ervaso de ois aleph o de ois dalid be roa ervas chavero osim in hatorah. So just to clarify that if the number 1 and 4 is the iser de oraisa for that, techsiv lo yireh b'cha ervas dover likros kriyashma o la'asoik b'divrei Torah or devar kedusha. Any one of these things is prohibited. Learning right. Ve'im kein hakore kriyashma v'roa erva over belav min hatorah. It's an iser d'oraisa v'hu adin kol dover shebekedusha. So you can't do anything, answering amen or anything like that. Aval hirchur mutar be'erva, but to think is allowed. Ela shomea ke'oino oser be'erva dehavi dibur. But shomea ono would not be allowed because that's okay. It's a discussion of Rishonim. But he's saying here that's as if you've actually spoken the words. Va'ain sham prima godim mitzadid od. He brings more the af im. The af the ain lokin al lavze the ain bo maisa, you don't get malchus on this. Mikom mokam chayv makos mardus midivrehim. So you violated the rabbanon, you get for that. Upostel avur ze leidus midirabbanon. Right, you postel yourself on the rabbanon level. Umisafek imra erva tzarech lachzor likrois. If one has a suf, if one had this case where liborosa erva in cases number 1 and 4, you have to go back and repeat. Disfake the rice l'chumra, right? L'chein yachzor v'yikrom yisofek le'inyin im tzarech lachzor likros im berchosehar. You have to say the brachas again as well. Sin yishloma detalya b'zeh im nomer de halacha kirava b'tumura. D'chol milsa d'amar rachmona lo savid I ovid lo mahani. Right? When the Torah says don't do something, you do it anyway, that works or not. Zahave sofek Torah b'kriyashma. L'chein yikra im berchosehar. In this case, you didn't. The Torah says don't read it while there's an erva. You did it, so then you'd have to now even repeat with the brachas. But that's only a derabbanan. Yeah, you're right. You would say the Shema because we have a suffix on a derabbanan level, but the brachas itself, you would not have to go back and repeat. There's a difference whether it's your erva or someone else's. We'll get to the to close your own eyes. That doesn't work. Velo yitzuyar hachazorat ponim, kitzorech lahach zir bo gam gufo. It's not enough just to turn your face away, you have to turn away your whole body. Il be ervas chavero, but when it comes to the erva of someone else, then the kuli al mahani chazorat ponov im gufo. That would work if you turned your head away. Gam hefresh bein einov roa erva o gili erva. There's also a difference whether you see the erva or it's your own erva is exposed and you don't see it yourself, right? That like you had some sort of thing over your neck. after Tarvayu, in both cases, Midoraisahein, there's still a difference between these. The Be'ena of Ro Lomahani Kisi Hamayim Kimo Erva Ba'ashoshis. So when it's your own erva, that doesn't help. If, like, say, you're in a pool of water and you can see your head is above the water, but your erva is visible, that would not help. It's like the same thing when it's covered with glass, clear thing could see through. Right, when it does work, I'm bifnim b'shulchan orach. Okay, one more thing in Oz Beis, and we'll get into the Mishnah Berurah. The din libo roa erva shalo o shel chaveru iser rak midrabanan. Okay. So let's start the Mechaber. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayashin Arn Betaliso, if you are lying in bed without clothes on, Sensarch Lachos Betalis Alibo Va'azikra. So you have to put pressure on a clothing, sheet, over your heart, and then you could read, Mishum De Libo Roas Ervo Osir, right? Because if you're not, then your heart and your genitalia are in the same area. And there's no separation, that'd be osir. Hu hadin, says the Ramah, im libo roa ervas chavero osir. Right? Okay. So it says the Ramah that if you would see someone else's erva, that's also be prohibited. So begins the now Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nalef, hayoshin arum, sleeping without clothes on, hamechaber tofos loshna gemora brachas chaf gimel amid beiz. Desham shaykh haylishna, over there it makes sense the way that's being spoken about. Aval the inyanenu, in our case, hu hadin kishahaya yoshin bechaluko below mechnasayim, gam kein dinu hochi. If you're lying in bed without any pants on, the same thing. To also be divrei Torah or levorech shum bracha, you can't learn, you can't make brachos. Aj yadbek biyodov hamakasones haktones bimokam halev, o Lamata Milibo Kadeshi Hefseg Bain Libo Leerva, where you have a separation between your heart and the erva. Beis Tsarach Lachos, you have to put pressure. Pirush, the Yad Bik Hatalis Alibo Kadeshi Hefseg Bain Libo Leerva. So you put pressure on the sheet between your heart, so that there's a separation. Aval, the law of Hachi also, without that, it's prohibited. Dinehi delibu mechuse betalish al kol gufo. Yes, your heart is covered by the blanket. Hare adayin libo ve'erva b'hadeh hadat. The Rebbe had it, they're in the same region. Hein ve'ein hadavar b'nehim. You have no separation, so that's why it's prohibited. Meaning that even if it's covered technically, there has to be still a separation. That's what he's adding. Gimel alibo. Hu hadin im chotzeitz betaliso mitachas lelibo. It doesn't have to be mamish at the heart. It could be even a little below the heart, your rib cage, whatever it is. Kedei shehefseik bein libo leerva. So as long as there's a separation between that. For example, a person has underwear with an elastic band. That's the perfect example of that. That would satisfy this requirement. Vafili im libo magula legamre. As long as there's a separation, then technically speaking, the erva could be exposed. Kilkam sif vav sifkat and dalad mashum de libo. The reason why you can't do this is because the heart will see the erva bereiyatoli rachmana. It matters whether your heart can see this. Kidechsiv lo yira becha ervas dover, as we saw that was from the Bir Halachas, quoting the Prima Gadim. Umatzina loshen reiya belev, and we find elsewhere in Tanakh that there's an expression of seeing in regards to one heart. Kidechsiv says in Pasuk, "V'libi ra'a harbei chachma." My heart saw a lot of chachma. Lefikach, therefore, hechmiru chachon b'zeth. That's why the Rabbanim were strict on this. V'doda filu im libo mechusa bebeged lahafsig bein le'erva. Even if there is a separation between the heart and the erva, tzarch te ervas gam ki mechusa, you still have to have the erva covered. Ve'im hi megula, if it's exposed, hiskima harbi achulim de osli kros min hatora, fili I mechusa behatalis gam al roisho ve'enav shlo yuchali roisa sa erva. So even if you can't see it, but it's still exposed, and that's not allowed. Shahari lo ne'mar lo sira ervas dover, you shouldn't see the ervas dover. Ela lo yirach becho, it shouldn't be in you any erva. Kloimar shetehei mechusa beinyan shlo yuchal lehiraos afila acher, in a way that the erva can't be seen even to somebody else. Certainly, you're not seeing it. Lefikach, therefore, haomi bebayis orum. If you're standing in a house room and you're not with any clothes on, v'hotzi rosho chutz lechal, and you stick your head out the window, shlo your erva. So now your head's in a different area than the rest of your body, right? Afal pi shechotzot bebeged alibo harezel lo yikra. You still can't do it. Why not? Because as we said, kevin she'ervasa magula b'niris b'bayis. Your erva is exposed to other people can see it. Now, he could contrast this to Mishnah to something else. Aval hayashin aram b'kila. Kila is like a type of canopy. She'ena gavoa asar tefachim. It's not higher than 10 tefachim. V'hotzi rosho chutzo. And then you stick your head outside of that. Your head's outside the kila. Chutzolah. V'gam chotez ba'eze dover l'hafzik bein libo le'erva. And you have something separating. So, afa pi she'ervasa magula b'kila. Even though the erva is exposed inside this little canopy. It's like it's covered with a talus. Right? So since it's not more than 10 tefachim, it's like clothing. It's like it's covered. So in that case, you say Shema. Or any davar shebekdusha. It's not compared to the house. It's not the same thing. Because that has like a separate domain. You can't really call that a kisa, it's called a bayis. Okay, but the kila is, technically speaking, a halachic covering. That's what he's bringing out. Al-Kain, also, that's why, again, going back to the house case. V'chein, im tsoa b'bayis, b'toch arba amos. If you have tsoa, excrement, in the house, then within dalad amos, v'hoitzi rosho chutz l'chalon, then you stick your head out of the window. Also, the crow is kriya shema. You can't do that, you can't say shema. Why? Because we say the head is falling where the rove is, right? And therefore it would not be allowed. So if you stick your head into a room where there is tsoa, so even though the rest of your body is not there, but your head is where there is, you can't. Because now you're seeing this tsoa. Ladasa rashba muva besimin aintes sif beis osra filuhu oimi mi bachutz neged hapesach kevinch hatzoa min kinegdo ayin sham. Okay, so we'll get to that later on. It's going to be a machlokis between the Rosh and the Rashba as to how they learn up the Gemara in Brachos dealing with the whole sugya of tsoa. In sifkat in hay roes la roes saerva is osir, right? That's what the mechaber said. So this is no good even on the bidyeved. So if you said the Shema, you have to, or Davin Shmona Esrei, you have to go back. V'chemuchach primagodim b'simen ayin aleph uve'eshel Avraham os hey od muchach sham. It's proven over there. The kriya Shema choizer im brachoseha. You say the brachos as well as with it. Im karam be'reias libo le'erva. If you said that the Shema with the brachos and you libo ro'as erva, it's no good. V'hachi tiknu chachamin. That's what the Chazal set up. Avav b'shar brachos. So then we have a suffix. Maybe on a bidyeved level, I wouldn't have to go back. Suffix brachos lehakel sabal, right? Sabal stands for suffix brachos lehakel. V'chai adam klal gimel din lamin gimel v'nishmas adam klal dalid mashma the yesh lehakel bidyeved gam leinyan tefila bedover shah iser hu rak mi derabonan. So if the only thing that was stopping it was a derabonan, so then for davening is also derabonan. So then okay, we could be making in that case v'ayim bir halacha simin kuf pehei v'efshe the yesh litfos kivasei leinyan zeh. We could follow this v'nitzrach das Rashi v'rabbeinu Shemaya talmido muva b'tosafos. The last Mishnah Berurah for this Sifkat in Vav, he says he's been quoting on the Ramah now that's applied also if you saw your Chavir, so the Hainu She'ein Hefseg Bein Libo Le'ervas Chavir. There's no separation between you and the Erva of someone else. Kigon Shishnehim Shochvim Arumim. Right, they're both lying without clothes on in the bed. Umis chasim, and they're covering themselves. Betalas echo, they have one blanket covering both them. Vehim rechokim zev zev, they're far apart. Dahainu she'ein bosar nogea ela shepenehem zeh keneged zeh. They're not touching each other's body, but they're facing each other. Hu atzmo yeshlo lehefseg bein libo leerva. Af al pichei, nevertheless, also mishum de libo ro es ervas chavero, because your heart sees his erva. Oh, kigon sheshnehim omdim b'mayim. They're both whatever in the mikvah, they're at the pool, whatever it is. V'libo ein roe ervas atzmo, doesn't see his own erva lefi shemechusa bebeged imata libo. It's covering up with something that's been known. Ela sheroa ervas chavero she'ein mechusa. So then his erva, the other person's is uncovered. Oser af she'ein of chutz l'mayim, even though your eyes are above the water, nevertheless, since it's connected you and he's there, mikol makom libo ra, that your heart sees his erva, and therefore one would not be allowed to say Shema, Davar Shebekedusha, or anything else in that type of situation.